You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Someone said FSU, Alabama, the Noles are back. We'll see. No, they had a really nice transfer portal offseason.
Yeah, I don't know about them being back, but that will be a game to watch, though. It will be worth watching for sure. I mean, they're not nothing. Like, that's not going to just be a rollover kind of type of game for Alabama. So, yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, well, Alabama for that coach, they better not just be back. But yet, they're going to lose their mind. What if Florida State, what did they go, 2-something last year? They were awful.
Yeah.
God,
awful. They've reloaded, though, from what I understand. So, I don't think they're going to be awful this year, at least from what I've been reading. Now, they might be, but from what I've been reading, they're not anticipated to be off or as awful.
There you go. 2-10, 1-7 in conference.
Yeah.
Ugh.
In that conference.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, yeah. Kalen DeBoer is not going to be able to afford to lose that game.
Y'all know what SMU like is expected to be like this year with that program?
They're ranked. Supposed to be for the preseason 16.
Yeah, I was going to say they're ranked.
So, okay.
Yeah.
I think they're picked to finish third behind Miami and Clemson in the ACC.
Yeah.
So it'll be
still decent.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be good. He's building that up. He's been on here with us. I know Clint's got a relationship with him. All right, the big news obviously is the Micah Parsons deal that parachuted and absolutely wrecked, like he does quarterbacks, our show. And there's a lot going to it, a lot of angles to take here. But you looked at, all right, you've now become by far the highest non-quarterback, highest paid non-quarterback in football, jumping from 41 to 47. You're making big money. You're getting traded to a now what is believed a Super Bowl contender. Their odds dropped big time. Could you imagine, Tyler, if you had gotten odds on the Packers to win the Super Bowl a week and a half ago?
I wish I would have.
Oh,
yeah, damn
my
it.
Goodness. Well, that would be and he's going to a team that the last 2 years have been in the playoffs, that's got a young quarterback that's growing, that's got a lot of talent. They were close to being in the NFC Championship game 2 years ago. But that's not who you believe the pressure is squarely on right now. It's not Micah Parsons.
Yeah, well, I think there's obviously going to be some spotlight on Micah Parsons, clearly, because he's the guy that got traded and he's going to go play his old team and all of that. But the pressure, when we're talking about pressure, I think now it shifts to Jordan Love. Like, Jordan Love, to me, is now... Not only is he one of the quarterbacks under the most pressure going into this season, but he's one of the greater X factors in all of the NFL, because what version of Jordan Love or the answer to how good is Jordan Love exactly, I think, is the difference between, you know, the 9-win team that they've been, and now with adding Micah Parsons and having the kind of defense that they have, I feel like it's the difference between them, like, shaking the whole or shifting the whole NFC landscape. Like, I don't feel like when we think about the NFC that we talk about the Packers as this special team. They're just kind of another team in the NFC, and albeit in a very deep division.
They're a team where you look at it, oh, man, if Jordan Love takes it to the next level.
Right. If Jordan Love takes it to the next step, then now we're having a different conversation. But now they've added Micah Parsons. It's like you kind of have to recalculate a little bit. Who do you even like the most in a very deep NFC, in a very deep NFC North between the Detroit Lions, this team, the Green Bay Packers, and of course the Minnesota Vikings? I think they're going to take a step back, but they're a well-built enough team overall to where they're going to be scrappy as well. And of course, Chicago, I think, improved quite a bit over the offseason. So, like, that's a real competitive division. Whereas Jordan Love might very well be the best quarterback in it, and now they've added more ammunition and more talent to the team with Micah Parsons, with the additions of Micah Parsons to an already pretty good defense. So I'm intrigued on what that looks like. If Jordan Love takes that next step, the Green Bay Packers are changing the conversation in the NFC.
Hold on. Are you saying that you are now viewing – because let me get this. What – before the 3 o'clock hour yesterday, how would you say your view was – and expectations were about Jordan Love?
I just thought he was a fine player, but it was almost out of sight, out of mind. He's in a crowded NFC North, but now with the spotlight of Micah Parsons.
You know, he's a fine player, and now all of that has changed.
No.
You're viewing him different.
What I'm saying is he is a fine player, but now there's more of a spotlight, and I think more pressure on him proving that he's more than just a fine player. Like, he's similarly situated to C.J. Stroud in this way to me, where we already know they're good. I don't think we're, like, questioning, hey, is this guy good? We know they're good. But how good? Are they great? How consistently great? And I think because of this Micah Parsons trade, it, for one, makes them better, but also adds a spotlight to the team to where I think there is more pressure and more attention to, okay, how good is this guy really? I think we've established the good part, but is he great? Is he consistently great? Is he the difference between them going again from 9 wins to completely changing the conversation in the NFC? I wasn't too concerned about Green Bay and the overall NFC conversation 2 days ago, 3 days ago. Now they are very much front of mind. They're right there to me in the conversation with the Lions, obviously the Super Bowl defending champion, Philadelphia Eagles. Like, they're right there in that conversation of most interesting and threatening teams in the NFC, teams that could actually win the Super Bowl. A lot of people don't think Micah Parsons is that good, so they think I'm crazy, but
I have not thought through, does this now impact how I view Jordan Love? Does this move? I get where you're saying there's pressure, but does this impact how I view Jordan Love? Like, I'm trying to think. If they don't get to...
What I'm saying is that he matters more. Like, I think we view him how we view him, but I think his... what he is exactly matters a lot more because of the opportunity that's in front of them and the attention that they're about to face.
I'm just saying, for me, like, when Lamar got Derrick Henry, and then, you know, they went and drafted Zay Flowers, and you saw that he was starting to develop. They went and got Odell, right? Now we know what Odell is, but they went and got firepower and actual receivers. I looked at Lamar and thought, all right, well, the excuses are now, you know, now damn near out. Like, you got firepower. You've got a team around you where you should. I don't know that I'm looking at Jordan like that. Now that they've added him, not yet. Now that they added him, if they don't get to a Super Bowl. Now, unless he just goes and folds. But if they don't get to a Super Bowl, like, I'm not looking at him like, I don't know, boy. Now, like I said, I thought that's been unfair with Brock Purdy. Because I still feel like he's in that range.
Yeah.
For me. I think he has more talent and can grow and get better. But I feel like I'm not looking, when I look at the Packers and just saying, all right, Jordan, like, you got everything around you that you should perform to this certain level. Not the way that I looked at, like, Lamar.
Yeah, we might look at pressure a little bit differently. To me, I'm just talking about, like, because I actually believe in Jordan Love. I think he's a really good player. So it's not so much as me like, hey, I don't, I, hey, like you got to do it. It's just more so of, hey, I'm watching a lot more. Like I'm going to watch more Packers games. I'm going to pay more attention to Packers games. And so like what Jordan Love is doing is just going to be, it's just going to stand out a lot more because they have upped the ante a little bit and have made their team better. So I think it's actually very similar to the things that you described here, like with Lamar Jackson. And
so you do.
No, I think it's a similar thing. Now he's
game day or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
He's not as far along in
the, I look at it as an opportunity for him.
He's not as far along in the Lamar Jackson conversation of like, hey, you know, MVP and all of that kind of stuff and like being held accountable in that way. But like adding a Micah Parsons is kind of in a similar vein and bettering your team as like adding a, say, Derrick Henry to the Baltimore Ravens. Like, I think it's a similar kind of thing. So, yeah, no, I think that they are under a much bigger spotlight. And heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Listen, I think the expectations for the team is higher. I don't know. Now if he comes the hell out, but again, I don't think Jordan. See, I think maybe this is where I don't think Jordan Love has to, as they would say, drive the bus.
Mm.
I think Lamar's got to drive the bus, and now it is like, yo. Now you got everything you need in this bus, right? I don't think Jalen Hurts has to drive the bus. I don't have the expectation that Brock drives the bus. And right now, I think Jordan Love is still in that. I think he has the expectations not to F up the bus.
Yeah.
Not to wreck it.
Yeah, man. I think I still go back to last season. Y'all remember last season when they were about to, the Texans were about to play the Packers.
You know a secret? I don't think CJ necessarily has to drive the bus here either. But go ahead. Well, I snuck that in at the end. But not with this team.
I don't think that's what they're gonna ask him to do, because I know all of this talk about checkdowns and pre-snap and all of that, but I think the design of the offense is so that he doesn't. But like I think back to last year when the Texans were about to play the Packers. And D'Amico Ryan said, real matter of fact, but in passing, that Jordan Love was the best quarterback that they will have faced so far that year. And they had already played the guy that was about to win the MVP in Josh Allen. Now, they took him behind the woodshed and didn't make him look like anything like an MVP. But they did play against Josh Allen. And here he was saying that Jordan Love was the best quarterback that they had faced all year, or will have faced all year up until that point. And I'm like, huh. Has he done enough to warrant that kind of praise from an actual defensive, one of the better defensive minds in all of football, and D'Amico Ryans? I don't feel like he said that lightly. So, like, I'm waiting to see, like, is he actually that?
He's got great talent. He's got great talent.
Like, right. when you say opportunity, yeah, I think we're looking at opportunity. Maybe pressure's the wrong word, but to me, the opportunity is the pressure. The opportunity being right there and the fact that we're going to be watching this, that is where the pressure that I'm speaking of comes from. We will be watching the Packers this year.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I guess just the expectation is a little different.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.